Small town life. Oban is a small town on the northwest coast of Scotland. Young people in Oban go to the Oban Youth Cafe in their spare time. Read what two youngsters called Kyle and Alana and a youth worker called Laurie had to say about school, the cafe, and life in general. Kyle. I'm Kyle. I'm 14 and I live in Oban. It's a small town. Only about 13,000 people live here. There's not really anything to do except for the youth club, or the cafe as we call it. I hope to leave Oban when I'm 16. Alana. Hi, my name is Alana and I'm 15. I've lived in Oban all my life. There's not a lot to do here, but I go swimming and to the gym and to the cafe, of course. I go to Oban High School. It is a pretty big school with a lot of pupils. It's a good school, but they're very strict about uniform. Kyle. It's not a bad school, but I don't really enjoy it much. My favourite subject is music, because I like playing the guitar and singing. In first and second year, you have to learn Gaelic. In third year, you can choose whether to take it or not. The language I take now is French. Alana. Everyone used to want to learn Gaelic, but nowadays no one wants to speak it. It's fading away now. By the way, there is a difference between English people and Scottish people. It's really annoying if we're called English, because we're not English. Kyle. I agree that Scottish and English people are different, but English and Scottish people are both British. I class myself as British. Alana. Glasgow and Edinburgh are different from Oban. Edinburgh is like the posh side of Glasgow. There are quite rough areas in Glasgow. Kyle. Yeah, Glasgow used to be the murder capital of Europe. Edinburgh is different. Some people call Edinburgh Little England. People from Edinburgh are supposed to be posher and more sophisticated. Alana. I could leave school now, but I'll stay on. It's hard to get a job in Oban without qualifications. I want to join the police force. My father's a police officer. Next year, I'm going to work with the police for a month and see what they really do. Kyle. I work at a kind of hotel outside Oban. I do maintenance. In the future, I hope to get work where I can go to different places. Alana. The cafe keeps a lot of young people out of trouble because it's somewhere we can go in the evenings. We have computers and a pool table. The youth workers are really good and are always here to talk to and stuff. They're a big help. The cafe is somewhere to go to relax. It makes you happy and you go home in a much better mood. Laurie, staff. Many of the high school kids live in small villages or on the islands. Most of the island kids travel to school by boat on a Sunday. They stay at a hostel during the week. Then on Friday, they go back to their families for the weekend. The hostel is a great place and it's got a fantastic staff, but it is quite tough for somebody who is maybe only 12. They're used to small schools with about only 10 pupils. The high school has 1,400 pupils.